And that is the first pitch is a ball in the dirt. One ball, no strikes.
Time of the first pitch is 3:53. They're on the early clock here.
There's the pitch. Strike called. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Kaczor is a right-hander. K-A-C-Z-O-R. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Kaczor.
He's not a Romulan either.
Here's the pitch. I pop to the right side toward the dugout, Riverdale dugout, and it's out of play. We kind of lost. We're going to have a little trouble seeing the dugouts, especially to our right. We are perched nicely at a table right here behind home plate. So, and we're very fortunate we will get this location. There's a swing and a foul. Count goes one ball, two strikes. John Dingus along with Brian Barrett. State tournament action. Riverdale, another appearance for them, and we hope we can stay in that winner's bracket this time, Brian, and just keep playing.
Well, that's the key, I think, John.
He said that in that interview, yeah. Didn't he? Here's a swing, a high pop, back out of play. Count remains, one ball, two strikes. It's Drew Huff, Haddon Adams, and Brady Puckett. And Brian will give you the complete lineup here in just a second after this pitch, or trying to get it in.
Well, it was a very fast start. They do a coin toss for the home team, and Ravenwood won that.
Breaking ball swung on, blooped into right center field. On comes the center fielder. Freeman makes the catch. I'm telling you, this wind's going to play some havoc on some pop-ups today. Huff retired by the center fielder, Freeman.
Yeah, John, it's really, really blowing here. Drew Huff, shortstop, batting first, batting second. Haddon Adams, the center fielder. Brady Puckett will bat third and play first base. The cleanup spot, it's Caleb Swayze, the left fielder for the Warriors.
And the first pitch to Adams is a strike, 0-1.
Brad Woodson batting fifth and playing third. It's Weston Shaver DHing, batting sixth. Dylan King will play second base and bat seventh. Batting eighth, Riley Walters, the catcher.
Here's the pitch, a line drive into right field, but the wind holds it up in time for Pope to retire him for out number two. Hit that ball well, but right to the right fielder, Pope.
Jordan McNeil will play right field and bat ninth. So for Riverdale, it's Huff, Adams, Puckett, Swayze, Woodson, Shaver, King, Walters, and McNeil, the lineup for the 29-9 Riverdale Warriors. And we'll give you the Ravenwood lineup here in just a few.
Here's the wind by Kaczor, and the pitch is a strike called. 0-1. Kid's got some good stuff. Good fastball, live fastball.
86 degrees, wind blowing at a crisp 15 miles an hour, gusting even up higher.
Just swinging a foul by Puckett. Brady's swinging a hot bat, as you all know. 3-14 on the year, 6 homers, 30 RBIs, and that's an updated stat on him. By the way, Drew Huff, 441 hitting. No balls, two strikes to Puckett. Here's the pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. One ball, two strikes.
Of course, this is Riverdale's third year, John, to play in the state tournament. In the last 2 years, well, last year it was Arlington, and the year before it was Collierville, both eventual state champions that beat them in that first round game.
Here's the pitch, fastball line down the third baseline and fair. Puckett looking for two, getting it in a hurry, however, is Yates and holds him to a two-out single. So Brady Puckett continues his good work with a two-out single, and that brings up Caleb Swayze, the left fielder. It's 375 into the area for here at Siegel. 320 down the left field line, 320 down the right field line. Brian, that's a pretty good poke over center field,
yeah.
Particularly get over that wall. That's probably 15 feet further than most places.
Yeah, and it's a pretty good size wall to get it over out there in deep center as well.
And I haven't determined whether the wind's blowing in or out. Here's the pitch, swung on, a high pop, right side. The shortstop now drifts over to the left side, and the shortstop, that's Haney, makes the catch for out number three. No runs, one hit. There was one left for the Riverdale Warriors. We're going to the bottom of the first. It's Ravenwood nothing, Riverdale nothing. You're listening to State Farm State Tournament action right here on WGNS.
The time is now.
Absolute land auction right here in Murfreesboro. 23 acres will be auctioned off. This is going to be auctioned off as a whole with water available. Again, 23 acres at an absolute land auction in Murfreesboro on Manus Road. Auction Saturday, May 31st. See BobParksAuction.com for the details.
Middle Tennessee Christian School.
training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations, scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, online at mtcscougars.org.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm coverage here of the TSSAA Baseball Spring Fling, brought to you in part on WGNS by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jeannie Allman, Trey Helton, and Bonnie King. Get to a better state with State Farm. Our coverage here on WGNS. Want to give you the Ravenwood Raptors lineup. They're 27-13. Second baseman Hagen Severance will play second and bat first. It's Ryan Beamish, the DH. He is batting in the two hole. It's Bryce Denton playing first. He will bat third. Davis Elliott will play third and bat cleanup.
And the first pitch to Severance, the second baseman, is a ball, 1-0.
Drew Haney will play short and bat fifth, batting sixth. Daryl Freeman, the center fielder. Luke Yates playing left and batting in the six hole.
Colin Snyder gets a strike in there to even the count at 1-1.
Yates batting seventh. Matthew Dudas is the catcher, and Ryan Pope, the right fielder.
There's a pitch on the outside corner in there for a strike. 1-2 now.
So it's Severance, Beamish, Denton, Elliott, Haney, Freeman, Yates, Dudas, and Pope, the lineup for the Raptors.
There's a pitch lined hard into right center field on his horse and making a diving catch out there. It's Haddon Adams. Wow, what a catch to start things for Riverdale defensively. Lift his feet for that one, folks. And there's one out. That was scary.
Well, that would have been a double for sure, John, because Severance can really scoot. He was already down at second by the time Adams made that diving catch, and that may be one of the best defensive plays we've seen all year.
It's a good time to talk about the defense out there. Had Adams in left, Swayze's in center, McNeil in right. Swing and a miss by the left-handed hitter, Beamish. Ryan Beamish, the designated hitter. Over third is Brad Woodson. The shortstop's Drew Huff at second. You have Dylan King, and over at first, Brady Puckett and Riley Walters behind the plate. The pitch to the left-hander. Swung on, fouled back into the dugout of Ravenwood. The Raptors.
Well, I'm sure that going to be a tough sun field here today for both teams defensively. It's pretty rough on broadcasters. That coupled with the wind.
Well, you're really susceptible to sunscreen, you know, sun. So do you get to bring your sunscreen?
No, I forgot it.
I think you'll get burned.
Probably so.
I know it's almost 5 o'clock in the 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but, you know, sensitive skin. There's a ball low, 1-2. Just glad to be here, Brian, I'll tell you. Beautiful day, a little windy, but just a really beautiful day for baseball.
Isn't spring fling a great way to wrap up the sports year?
It really is. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, foul tip, just barely stayed alive. Colin Snyder, the right-hander, I would think they would probably go with Puckett perhaps and Dylan King in this rotation, among others. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. Got him with a fastball on the inner half of the plate. Strikeout number one for Snyder brings up Bryce Denton, the first baseman. Ravenwood 24-14, Riverdale 29-9. And really didn't have a tough time in the region at all, did they? I mean, Riverdale just kind of scooted through that pretty easily. Curveball in there for a strike, 0-1. So Colin bringing it now here in the bottom half of the first. No score. Walters gives the sign, the 0-1 pitch. Just down low.
You know, their entire postseason tournament play, you know, they went unscathed through the district tournament, John, and for the first time in the last 3 years, didn't get upset in that championship game and had to play the if game either.
There's a fastball inside, and the count goes 2-2. Well, that's the name of the game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stay in that winner's bracket.
Stay in the winner's bracket. And that's one thing that has eluded them the last two here in the state tournament.
2-1 pitch, swung on line, foul down the third baseline. Hit that well. but out of play. Two balls, two strikes, two out, bottom of the first, no score. And we're going to do something different, you know, that we did last year. It's kind of different, I guess. But one of us, which I think is I'm nominated, may go to Blackman. We're definitely going to go. But we don't know exactly when one of us will be departing. And there's a swing and a miss. And a very easy inning and a fine defensive play by Adams. And it's a 1-2-3 Ravenwood first. We've completed one inning of play, and the score, we are scoreless. Riverdale Ravenwood, State Farm, Spring Fling Radio. Stay with us.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business. We do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Our coverage here on WGNS brought to you in part by Jay Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig's Tax Service, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. If you joined us earlier and thought, hey, what's going on? We've already played an inning. We started about 7 minutes early here today.
We did really start early. Did you get the Jay Mullins Jewelry time? I thought you did.
I mentioned the time of 4:53. Jay Mullins Jewelry's on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
And here in the Riverdale top half of the second, Brad Woodson, Weston Shaver, and Dylan King, the first three here to face Micah. And I'm going to say this again, Kaczor, and I hope that's correct. Here's a bunt and a butte. Woodson going to beat this one out. He does. Lead off infield single for Woodson. And that's the first hit off Kaczor. Make that the second hit. Excuse me, Puckett had one. I like the way you throw the finger and almost hit me when I make errors. That's good.
Well, I was just doing that.
I kind of scared me there. It came so fast.
See if I do
There's
it
There's no room for mistakes in this broadcast. Weston Shaver, the batter. There's a great big lens over here. It's scaring me, too.
You're touchy.
Do you see how big this lens is over here? There's a foul ball. He was trying to bunt as well.
And Shaver, and I tell you what.
If the wind catches the lens, I'm dead. I really do. I mean, he's holding on to that pretty tight. Why doesn't your camera have that great big thing like that? You know, you just have a little tiny camera.
Well, it depends. It's just how you use it. Bigger's not always better.
I guess that's true. Shaver, by the way, hitting 250 on the year. Woodson at first base. Nobody out. Throw over. Woodson is back. Folks, it's going to get worse. This is just the second inning, but by the time we get
up
through
first
like
game,
four or five games
all
of spring
this week,
it's going to really get bad.
Yeah, wait. Just wait.
Here's the pitch, and the pitch is outside.
Colin Snyder's grandfather did come over and say that they listened in during the year from Iowa, but his grandparents are in to watch the state tournament. Third year in a row.
They got their Vanderbilt caps on, too, you know?
Yeah.
You notice that? Here's the pitch, throw over. Pitch won't be made. Woodson back. He led off the inning with a single. Riverdale with two hits. Brady Puckett had a single in the first. Oh, he's already getting on my nerves, folks. Oh, me. Here's the pitch. Shaver bunts it, but I think it's foul, and it is. And
it hit
one and two the count.
Popped off his left shoulder. That would have been a really good bunt there too, John.
One ball, two strikes the count. Dylan King due up next. Riverdale's hit well the last two or three weeks, and they seem to have continued that here in this game so far, two hits already.
Yeah, you almost always want to just keep playing.
Here's the pitch up high. It has seemed like it's been a while since we were together.
Well, last, Friday?
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes to Shaver. Warriors batting here in the top of the second. And the pitch is into the dirt, and Woodson going to get to the second as the ball gets by the catcher, Dudas. And Woodson down there at second base now with nobody out. Now the bunt doesn't seem to be quite as big or as important as it once was. Ravenwood did it for us.
I don't know if that's going to change what Weston Shaver decides to do. He is the DH. He may be swinging away now.
Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out in the inning. Woodson down at second. Kagzor with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Went reaching. And it's the first strikeout for Kagzor.
I don't know why I keep thinking when I hear his name, Kagzor, I keep thinking of Star Trek.
Well, I've looked at it three or four ways. That's the only way to pronounce it, isn't it? K-A-C-Z-O-R? Well, you're kind of a Trekkie anyway. That would probably lend a reason why that is. One out. Woodson down at second. The batter is Dylan King. Right-handed hitter, and the pitch to him is a ball high, one ball, no strikes. We could call him Dr. K. Or, you know.
Well, that may then he may have like 15 strikeouts, so let's not do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
He's already got one.
One ball, no strikes to Dylan King. King hitting 270 on the year. Come up with some big hits this year. There's a strike right in the knees. And it's one ball, one strike. What I was trying to say earlier, before you threw two fingers in my face, we're going to go and do Central's game right after this game.
Yeah, they play Ripley, and those games are being played at Blackman, the Central Magnet games.
You'll probably finish this one up, and I will start over there. Swinging a foul back out of play, one ball, two strikes, and then I'll be nervously wondering whether I've got the equipment properly turned on and that kind of thing, and you'll be in the car driving over, and you'll be getting mad at me as we go. And
I don't.
Poor Rafferty will be in the middle. Poor Rafferty clearing, you know, at the station. He'll be. I know he'll side with you. That's not my. I mean, Rafferty always sides with you. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on. A shot to third. Picked up over there by Elliott. The throw to first in time. And Woodson had to hold. And probably a good thing that he did. So two away in the inning. Woodson still at second. They're two out now. Riley Walters, the catcher. And Walters has really been swinging a hot bat. And the last few weeks, he's been on a tear. 325, two homers, 17 RBIs. Kagzor trying to get out of the top half of the second. Woodson with the lead. A good thing here with two out, Woodson can go on the crack of the bat. Kind of like your chances with Walters up there, the way he's been hitting.
Yeah, boy, I guess it was that one at that sectional game where he was two for two and he walked the other two times and he was on base four times.
Yeah.
You got to really like the way he's been swinging the bat here lately.
Dudas goes out to talk to Micah Kagzor. And now we're ready. Woodson with the lead down at second. The batter's Walters. The right-handed hitter waits. Here's the sign. Now the stretch. And the pitch. Curveball in there for a strike. Just nipped that corner. And that's been a pretty effective pitch for him so far. He's out in front of Walters, 0-1. McNeil would be next. But if that's going to happen, Walters is going to have to do something here. The 0-1 pitch. Got a fastball and didn't mean to and just fouled it off. And he's in the hole. No balls, two strikes. Braves a winner last night, Brian. Congratulations. That's two in a row for the Braves. 9-3 last night.
We should be able to get to at least part of that game, maybe tonight, depending on how fast they get going in that second game over at Blackman, which we'll be broadcasting today.
Curveball into the dirt. Good stop by Dudas, and it is one ball, two strikes. You got to admit, Kagzor and Dudas are not really a battery team of names that you'd normally hear.
No.
D-U-D-A-S, Dudas. He's given the sign. The stretch. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. Another strikeout, and it's the second of the inning and his second of the game. We've completed 1.5. It's still Riverdale nothing, Ravenwood nothing. Riverdale got a hit, but Strand won. Stay with us.
At Little Caesars, we make it easy. Our hot and ready pizzas are available all day, every day. So you can just walk in and pick up a large pepperoni for $5 without calling ahead.
Get a hot and ready pepperoni pizza for $5 or a 3-meat treat for $8 at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars proudly introduces the new deep, deep dish pizza with 8 thick, crispy corner slices, hot and ready every day for just $8.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and Franklin Road next to Matco.
Pizza, pizza.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orfis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
WGNS coverage here on FM, AM, and online, brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Andy Womack at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Andy Womack, 890-0850. It's 4, 5, and 6 hitters due up for the Ravenwood Raptors. John, take it away.
And Davis Elliott, the third baseman, going to lead it off for the Raptors. No score. We go to the bottom of the second. I want to thank Renee Burns, and who's brought a chocolate delight for us.
Is that what this is, a chocolate delight?
It's going to be good, trust me. Had one the other day, and I think this has got icing with it. So let's pitch is down low, 1-0, no strikes. From Colin Snyder. Well, you know, Mary can cook, Renee can cook. Well, that family's blessed.
All in the family.
Pitches inside this time. 2-0, no strikes. And since we can't cook at all, I think it's a, you know, great combination.
Absolutely.
Here's the pitch. Good cut. Fouls it back. 2-1 strike now.
What are we going to do this summer?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Starve to death.
Yep. Well, we could afford to shed a few pounds. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Oh, that hit him. And that was by far not intentional at all. That ball got away from Colin a little bit. And so it's a hit batter to lead off the top of the second. It's going to bring up Drew Haney, the shortstop. Mr. Haney is up to the plate. At first is Elliott. First base runner for Ravenwood in this game. Here's the pitch. Oh, took something off. A little change up, and he's out in front. I think he was looking fastball, didn't get it. Elliott, the Ravenwood third baseman, right-handed batter, steps in there. Snyder usually a pretty quick worker. Here's the stretch, throw over, a little lob throw. Well, what's the verdict? How is it?
It is very good.
I wouldn't lead you wrong.
Those ladies know their way around chocolate.
They certainly do. And bananas, tell you. 0-1 pitch. Took something off of that pitch as well, and he's out in front. No balls, 2 strikes.
Well, that was a big swing right there. Monstrous swing by Haney.
And that's the difference with Snyder and so many other pitchers. He's got 3 pitches in his repertoire. And 2 of them breaking stuff and 1 with that good fastball. Here's the pitch. That was close. That was a curve. Sailed outside. 1-2 strikes. We're in the bottom of the second. No score. Spring fling underway in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Here at the site is Siegel High School, as it was last year for this particular, I guess, the division. Here's the pitch. High fly ball left field. Swayze, Huff, Swayze. It drops in. A little bloop single. And just out of the reach of Huff and just out of the reach of Swayze. So the first hit, and now Snyder in some problems. Runners at first and second. It's going to bring up Darryl Freeman. the center fielder.
Yeah, the Riverdale has been here at Siegel the past three, or this year and the past 2 years. So they're 3 years in a row that they've been in the state tournament. Oakland also, this is the upper half of the bracket. The lower bracket is being played at Oakland, and the winner of the upper bracket and the winner of the lower bracket will play for the state championship on Friday over at Reese Smith Field at MTSU.
Here's the pitch. Looking to bunt. Takes a strike, 0-1. Well, here's where the wheels start turning, Brian. Everybody's got to put a spot to where to be at the proper time because everybody in this place knows he's going to bunt.
Well, right now, Riverdale's just wanting outs, and if he bunts it down the third base side, it could be the best of both worlds because there's really nowhere for Elliott to go.
Wilson playing the edge of the grass and bunts it right back to the mound. Snyder going to take the sure bet and goes to first base to King, and he's covering over there, so it goes 1-4 on the sacrifice. It brings up Luke Yates. Both runners move up. That's Elliott and Haney. And Luke Yates, the left fielder. So Ravenwood with a golden opportunity to get on the board first. I told you the wind probably was going to be a factor, and it certainly has been. That little fly pop that more ordinarily would have probably stayed in the infield kind of drifted out there between left center and short.
And it's hard to judge where it's going to fall. That's the biggest issue. And, you know, the Adams was playing too deep. King was playing too far to the right.
And I'm not sure Huff saw it immediately. Here's the pitch down low, a ball, one ball, no strikes. There is a base open. Luke Yates, the left fielder. No score. We're in the bottom of the second. Ravenwood threatening. Snyder looks in for the sign. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Count even, one ball, one strike. I think if there's anything going to happen today, you're going to have to watch the little bloopers rather than it blowing out. Now, Chad mentions to us before the game he thought it was blowing out. But right now it's just kind of swirling, it looks like. It's hard to, like you said, it's hard to judge it. 1-1 pitch on the way. Here it is. Fastball outside. Count goes two balls and a strike.
It's almost at times like it's maybe holding it up, swirling it around, changing direction. And I think defensively the changing of direction in midair is what could make it really tough.
But it's not near as bad as it was at 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's tamed down quite a bit. Here's the 2-1. Just missed. And the count now, three balls and a strike. He does have a base open, as we mentioned, but you really don't want to test your luck loading the bases. Snyder had a really easy first, struggling here in the second. Here's the 3-1. Swung on, may have helped him there. That was up in his eyes. That may have been ball four. But now the count is full, three balls, two strikes. But he got the pitch he wanted, so he went for it, fouled it back. Three balls, two strikes. Snyder peeks in again. Woodson creeping in at third. Here's the 3-2. Outside, he walked it. So a one-out walk, lows the bases now for the catcher, Matthew Dudas.
So there's been a walk, a hit batter, and a hit here in this inning, and one sacrifice with only one away.
And Dudas steps in there, the number 8 hitter. He's the catcher. Slightly closed stands. Here's the pitch. Boy, fastball with some heat. Takes it high. One ball, no strikes. Gray Messer out to give him a little signal there, talking to Colin. One ball, no strikes. Here's the wind, the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a foul.
Well, back-to-back fastballs right there.
What you don't want to happen is Colin have to throw a lot of pitches today. And he's had to work it up pretty good here in this second inning. One ball, one strike, one out. Bases full of Raptors. Here's the pitch. Oh, he's just missing that pitch. Two balls, one strike. Snyder couldn't even believe that one.
Looked like a pretty good fastball on the outside corner.
Two balls, one strike. The wind, the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, popped back out of play. Watch it, Brian. I'm just kidding.
Well, I don't know where it went.
I know. I was protecting you.
No, you caused me to have a heart attack. Say, watching it.
It's a good crowd out here, as always. There's a Mr. Stoker, a Colin Stoker out here, too, today. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the wind and the pitch. Outside, three balls, two strikes. Remember when Chip Carey, oh, no, not a Chip, but Skip, would say he saw a fan from Peoria somewhere or something?
Peoria, Illinois.
Yeah. That's great. Three balls, two strikes.
No place to put him here, John, but the base is loaded.
The wind and the pitch. Fastball swung on, popped up to the right side. Puckett gives a look, but it's out of play. And the count remains three balls, two strikes. Scoreless here in the bottom of the second. Matthew Dudas, the batter. Wind the 3-2 pitch. Fastball just missed, evidently. Second walk drives in a run. Snyder goes down to his knees after that call. So Elliott scores. Haney goes to third. Yates goes to second. And Dudas goes to first with an RBI walk.
It's going to bring Barry Messer to the mound to talk with Snyder in the infield. And this chat is going to be try to settle things down here and talk a little strategy. Still only one out with a run in and bases remain loaded. This half inning brought to you by IDST's Operators of Lightning's Locker Room. They're the official TSSAA merchandise source located at 910 Ridgely Road. Turn off broad between Chewy's and Chili's here in Murfreesboro. But around all of the TSSAA sites, you'll see them set up with TSSAA Spring Fling gear and all the baseball, softball, soccer, track and field events all around Rutherford County. Want to give a shout out to Central Magnet Soccer. They play CPA at 7:30 over at the Richard Siegel Soccer Complex, Field 2. And on Field 3, it's Riverdale versus Collierville in the boys' soccer tournament.
So Ravenwood's taking a 1-0 lead. Bases are still loaded. Snyder with the first pitch. Down low, ball. One ball, no strikes.
Boy, he has had to work from behind a bunch here this inning, John.
This all happened in this inning as well. I don't know what Barry went out to talk to him about, but I would think probably not to get too upset. Don't overthrow. But he's falling behind another batter, Ryan Pope, the right fielder. The sixth man to bat in the inning. One run in for Ravenwood. Here's the wind and the pitch. There's a strike, and it's 2-1.
He's been one to try to find that outside corner, and I think the fastball is fine. I think it's the curveball he's having a little trouble getting over.
Here's the wind, the pitch. Strike two call. That one nipped the inside corner. And the count even, two balls, two strikes. Nothing but Powder River on that one.
Yeah, that was back-to-back fastballs right there. Just blew him away.
Set him up possibly for a curveball. Here's the pitch. Oh, that just missed.
Set him up for the third straight fastball there that looked pretty good.
Well, he's challenging the number nine hitter in the lineup. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the wind. Need a strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Chopped to third. Woodson steps on the bag for the out. And a run's going to score. That ball was a little too high. It kind of bounced up, and Woodson made a good play to get it. But they call it a foul ball, and they did. So I said all that for nothing. Yeah. So we'll start it all over again.
Glad I wrote that in pencil, because it sure looked like that's what was going to happen.
Yeah, I didn't write anything, but
we may have gotten a break, to be honest.
Yeah, that would have scored a run. Maybe we can get a strikeout here. Here's the pitch. Swung on, almost did the same thing. Well, now they've got two runs on the board, so I'm confused. Aren't the bases still loaded? And number six, Ryan Pope's the batter. So,
well, 15,
yeah, there you go. They fixed it. The scoreboard guys thought so too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And, Brian, you're right. It paid off. Strikeout number three for Colin Snyder, and he's got a good opportunity to get out of this with only one run scoring. Brings up the top of the order, and Hagen Severance, who flied out to center, and a great catch by Haddon Adams in the top of the first.
Well, it was well hit, too.
Yes, it was. Here's the pitch. Curve swung on, line down the left field line. This is going to score one, maybe two, and it does. They're going to send him. Swayze just now getting it in. Three runs are going to score. He clears the bases with a double. Three RBIs for Severance. Talk about a clutch hit. There was one, a double, and three RBIs for Hagen Severance. Scoring is Yates, Dudas, and I got one more in here, Haney. So, wow, that hurt. And it's now 4-0 Ravenwood. That's only the second hit of the inning, right? Yes.
Second hit of the inning, two walks, and a hit batter in there.
So down at second is Severance, and here's Beamish. Struck out his first time. Take a pitch outside, one ball, no strikes. Well, there was no doubt about that when he lined it down that third base line.
Well, it just, you know, snugly walked the chalk all the way to the outfield.
1-0 pitch, swung on, shot to first. Puckett going to run to the bag himself and retire the side, but not before Ravenwood comes up with four runs on two hits. There were two walks in the inning and a hit batter, and we have completed two innings of play. It's not good so far, folks. Ravenwood 4, Riverdale nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Gondolier offers fine Italian and Greek cuisine at affordable prices. Be sure to check their website to learn more about their $4.95 lunch specials and their daily dine-in deals, which include a kids' night, seniors' day, date night, and charity event. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at MurfreesboroGondolier.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, AM, FM, online, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Bud Morris at 3245 Franklin Road, just down from Franklin Road Christian School. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Bud Morris, 893-1417, and you're listening to coverage of the TSSAA Spring Fling Championships. Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here with you. We'll have a little Central Magnet baseball coming up a little later on this evening as they take on Ripley as well. Part of our doubleheader, two sites, two games, two broadcasters. It's a book.
And the pitch by Kaczor is a strike 0-1. Now you're making me think about that too.
Romulan.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's the Zor part.
It's the Zor part.
It's not. Here's the pitch, curveball high. One ball, one strike. Well, folks, it's time to get busy. Riverdale trailing 4-0 as we go to the third. And Jordan McNeil, no better man to get it started here. Lead off the third inning. The pitch is down low. Two balls, one strike.
Well, hopefully Kaczor will allow us to rough him up a little bit here in this inning, get some of those runs back.
McNeil hitting 308 on the year, no homers, 9 RBIs. The 2-1 pitch, fastball, chopped right back to the mound, and Kaczor going to throw him out easily for out number one. It goes 1-3 on the putout, brings up the top of the order, and Drew Huff fly to center his first time up. He's 0-1.
Drew, who has worn lucky number 77 all these years.
Played third base for 3 years and moved to short this year. Done a great job. And as I mentioned, he's hitting 441. Has 20 RBIs in that leadoff spot, too. Pitch, strike called, 0-1. Four runs, two hits for Ravenwood. No runs, two hits for Riverdale. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, dropped in there but high. That's one ball, one strike. Time to tack a run or two on for the home team here. Here's the pitch. Swung on, high chopper,
And it's going to go over his head into left field. Going to be a base hit for Huff. Infield very hard tonight. That's twice it's had a really tough hop, but that is a single for Huff. We'll take it.
Yeah, that went right over the second baseman's head into the outfield. It just took a high hop right in front of him.
Haney didn't have a chance.
Well, he was going to try to pick it up on the hop and throw it over to first, but that hop went over his head.
It's going to bring up Haddon Adams, flying out to right his first time up. He's 0 for 1. So Huff aboard with good speed here in the third. The wind and the pitch down low. One ball, no strikes. The stretch. Here's the 1-0 pitch. There's a strike. Count even at a ball and a strike.
That certainly didn't make Riverdale fans happy.
No, I think they're thinking about what's fair for one should be fair for the other kind of thing. Kagzor throws to first and not in time to get Huff. One out, Huff at first. Riverdale needs four to tie. We're in the top of the third. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Fastball, double play ball. Haney over to second, one. On to first. No, they can't double up Adams. So he's on with a fielder's choice. That goes 6-4. And Huff is retired at second. Adams the runner now at first. Now they're two away. Brady Puckett, the batter, singled in the first. I don't want to sound too much like Chip Carey, but this would be a really good time for a bomb, don't you think? You know, like a two-run shot.
I would take that. Brady would too.
Here's the pitch. Went for it. He popped it up, giving chase. And over there is Elliott, who makes a pretty nice play over there in foul territory. No runs for the Warriors. They had one hit and one left. We go to the bottom of the third. It's still Ravenwood 4, Riverdale nothing.
If you need books, you go to the bookstore. If you need Blue Raider tees and gear, go to Lightning's Locker Room. If you're looking for the biggest selection of Blue Raider gear anywhere, why go to the bookstore? A bookstore specializes in and sells books. After all, it's in their name. Lightning's Locker Room specializes in and sells tees, sweats, polos, flags, and more, and spend all of their time creating the biggest selection. Lightning's Locker Room, the official merchandise source for Blue Raider athletics. 910 Richley Road, turn off fraud between Chewy's and Chili's and at the football stadium.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Our coverage here on WGNS TSSAA Spring Fling Championships brought to you by our friends at Sir Pizza with three local locations. Don't forget to check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to download and listen to recent games, including this one, which is what we're going to hope is a come-from-behind victory here for Riverdale. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online.
Well, Colin Snyder, his job is pretty simple. Hold them right here. Don't give them any more. And the pitch to Bryce Denton is a strike called. He's 0-1. Brent Denton is the first baseman. Struck out in the first. They sent up 8 men to the plate that last inning. It pitches into the dirt. 1-1.
John, I got here a little after 1 and brought the table and moved the electricity over.
Pitch. That got away.
We
almost hit him in the back.
Wind was not blowing that hard. And then around 3 o'clock when we were setting up the rest of our equipment here, the wind just really was wickedly blowing.
2-1 pitch. There's a curveball that's flied out to center field and deep. Boy, that's up to against the 375 sign. He gave it a ride, but it's out number one. Denton retired.
by Adams. That brings up Davis Elliott, the third baseman, hit by a pitch and scored a run in the second.
What would really do Colin Snyder a lot of good right here, John, is a three-up, three-down inning. And hopefully he can get that, and that's a good start to retire Denton, the leadoff man.
You hardly ever see a line score like this. There's a strike. Four runs on two hits. But what happened, the walks were hurtful, and that double by Severance cleared them. I mean, it went a long way down that line. The pitch just missed. One ball, one strike. That's the pitch he's having some trouble with the umpire.
And he's getting a little frustrated now. I mean, even Walters is holding it out there for him.
There's a pitch that's in for a strike. One ball, two strikes. Walters did a good job of spotting that one as well.
Not only those two walks, there was a hit batter in there too, John, last inning. Yep. So that was a hurtful thing.
There's a pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes.
Well, Colin wastes no time either. He's ready to go.
2-2 pitch. Swung on. A liner into left. And a nice grab out there by Swayze. Boy, that thing was fishtailing on him. And I do believe the wind's got to be a factor here this afternoon so far.
Well, I had a little better look at that ball, John, than you did. It came straight off the bat, but then it hooked, just like if I were to hit a golf ball, what would happen with mine? You know,
almost like he was a left-handed batter the way it came off of that.
Yeah, it sure did.
Here's the pitch. Strike called, 0-1. Colin Snyder has seemed to find the rein to Mr. Haney. Singled in the second and scored. Drew Haney, the shortstop. Here's the pitch. Down low and outside, count even, a ball and a strike. Now, Brian is so good at telling us what's going to happen, win or lose, but it's pretty simple for Riverdale here. Pitch swung on and missed. If they lose, they play at 10 in the morning.
Yep.
If they win, they play at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon.
Correct.
That's
versus the teams that are coming up in the game after this here in this bracket, and that's Cookeville and Farragut. They'll play in the next game.
One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Oh, beautiful pitch, but Walters is going to have to throw him out. It's a swing and a miss. Throw him out, and the side is retired. Easy inning as he gets strikeout number four. Three up, three down for Colin Snyder. We go to the top of the fourth. Riverdale trails Ravenwood by a score of 4-0. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Parents of seniors, listen up. Loveless Photography wants to remind you there's still time to get your senior portraits ordered. It's time to mail in those cap and gown photo orders. They've been laying on the kitchen table for a while. Get those mailed back into Loveless. Also time to get those spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography, capturing memories for families for over 30 years. They're proud of this year's seniors, and they know you are too. Get your cap and gown along with spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark between Memorial and Highland. Lovelessphotography.com, 890-1558.
The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend, and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
And the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update in AAA Baseball. Dobbins been at 3, Germantown, Houston, nothing. A three-run homer for Stewart in that game. That's being played over at Oakland High School in the Class AAA tournament. And here it's 4-0. Ravenwood leading Riverdale. Let's move along here to the fourth. Riverdale with Swayze, Woodson, and Shaver. 4, 5, and 6 hitters due up and need some runs, John.
We certainly do. Trailing 4-0. We've only been out hit 3-2. Caleb Swayze leads off. Popped up to the shortstop his first time. Well, everybody's seen him once, so let's see if we can get some runs on Caxor here. The young right-hander for the Raptors. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, lined in the left center field, and going deep. It's up against the wall. Swayze's going to stop at second with a leadoff double. Good news for Riverdale. And a big hand clap out there by Swayze, trying to get his team fired up. And a good start here in the fourth.
It's time to get some of those runs back, and boy, that goes a long way to help out the cause here, and some pretty big bats coming up for the Warriors.
You said something in between innings, and I really believe it. I think maybe after seeing him once or twice through the lineup here, we'll start pecking away a little bit. Good start here in the fourth. Woodson, the batter, bunt single in his first. He's one for one, and he can handle the bat. Don't know if he'll be bunting here, though, trailing by four. Here's the pitch. Swung on, not. It's up the middle, and Haney has to come down with it. Still going to get him by a half a step. Boy, that thing looked like it took forever to come down, but Haney stayed with it and threw a strike over there to Denton for the out.
Boy, the throw was just as impressive, John, as the catch, because he had to climb the ladder to snag that ball out of the air, come down, plant, and throw, and he threw a bullet.
Did a 180, didn't he?
Sure
did. Out there short. I thought we were going to get a little help with the bounce. But Swayze down at third, a run opportunity here. Ball in the dirt. Good stop by Dudas. That's a lot of zippity Dudas right there.
You're right, Cagsor.
Okay. Doesn't evidently watch Disney movies. Okay, anyway.
I do.
Okay. It just wasn't funny.
Not as recently as you, apparently.
I don't know. I know all the words to Frozen, I can tell you that.
I bet you do.
Runner at third. One out. Here's the pitch. High. Two balls, no strikes.
Frozen is this generation's, the kids' generation's, I guess it's their.
Lion King.
Yeah.
Seemed like that wasn't that long ago, was it, Lion King?
Well.
But it has
been. It's been a good while. It's, what, 20 years almost.
Yeah. Now. Shaver the banner, a chance to drive in a run. Here's the pitch. Had a good cut on that outside fastball, and it's two balls and a strike.
You just got me reminiscing again, and I saw Craig Snyder. He is a sergeant with Murfreesboro Police Department. Saw him today, and he said to tell you hello, former student of yours.
Good young man. Well, he's not so young anymore, but.
No, none of us are.
Yeah. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Went reaching for that one, and Cagsor out in front. Or made it even anyway. Two balls, two strikes.
And he's 3 years older than me.
Yeah. And you're old.
Mm-hmm.
2-2 the count. One out. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside. Count goes full. 3-2. Swayze led off with a double. Woodson robbed of a hit by the shortstop Haney. And a 3-2 count to Shaver. Really need to get this run across if possible. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. That's strikeout number 3 for Cagsor.
You know what I was thinking, Cagsor, a minute ago? The thought that was running through my mind is he's really not a strikeout pitcher either.
No.
But he's doing what he needs to get these outs.
Two away. We're going to score here in this inning. It's going to be up to Dylan King. Dylan grounded to third his first time. Here's the pitch. That pitch right there has been really working for him, that fastball on the outer half of the plate.
And that's exactly where Colin Snyder has been struggling with that pitch right there. And I'm not – there's only a hair's bit of difference where it is.
It's not like he's wild. Here's the pitch, high chopper over there to Elliott. Going to have to make a quick throw and does to retire King for out number 3. So King grounds out for the second time in the game. No runs, a leadoff double wasted, and one left. We've completed three and a half, that is, and Riverdale trails Ravenwood by a score of 4-0. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service. From personal tax preparation to business bookkeeping, payroll, and taxes, at Craig's Tax Service, our staff is here to help.
Get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
As a former Seagull Star football player, I know the importance of the high school sports experience. Good luck to all county student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
Got a big bunch to feed? Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue has the answer.
Family pack is a very popular item. I think it's priced real well. The picnic pack will serve probably 8 to 12 people.
And if you have even more hungry mouths to feed?
We cater to any size group. We'll quote them a price over the phone. We have our main menu, but we would also add whatever they would like to go along with their catering.
From 1 to 1001, it's Rick's Barbecue. Two locations, on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial down from VA.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. You're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Don't forget to read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Thursday and Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post. And our coverage also brought to you in part by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Winners Trophies, Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, and Prentice Alsop Heating and Air. Riverdale and Ravenwood here, 4-0 Raptors, coming up a little later this evening, around 6:30 or so, Central Magnet versus Ripley.
Darryl Freeman, Luke Yates, and Matthew Dudas will lead it off, and the pitch inside and low in the dirt for Colin Snyder. Well, Colin Snyder has had an easy first, easy third, but it was the second that's hurt him. He's down 4-0. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. And the count even at a ball and a strike.
Snyder 7-1 on the year, John, and so he's had lots of quality outings.
Both pitchers working rather briskly. There's a shot through the left side for a base hit. Leadoff single by Darryl Freeman. So a good start for the Raptors and brings up Luke Yates, who's walked and scored. They scored four runs in that second inning on two hits. There were two walks in the inning and a hit batter. Combination for disaster, isn't it? Two walks, two hits, and a hit batter. Yates, the left fielder, steps in. Freeman can run well. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball sails up and in. One ball, no strikes.
Think about that hit by Freeman. That's only their third hit. I mean, it's not like they've been knocking it all over the park on Colin. But Riverdale's bats are going to have to wake up here pretty soon or could make for a long afternoon.
Well, you know, really, we only have three more shots at it.
Well,
here's the pitch, throw over, runner back. And four runs is not easy to overcome.
No, Woodson left over there at third was really big last inning, top of this inning.
Throw over, runner back. Well, you had Swayze left, you had Woodson left, you've had a runner in. Let's see, let me go back and look at that just quickly. Only inning, let's say we had a runner at second base in each of those three innings except that first one. Here's the pitch, bunted foul, out of play. So you've had chances to chip away. One ball, one strike. Colin Snyder had an easy third. He struck out four in this game. Looks in from the sign from Walters. Huff playing toward the bag. Well, he hits it to him. That should be an easy double play. They're shading him toward right. Throw over, runner back. And we'll start it all over again. Luke Yates. Freeman gets the lead. Here's the pitch to the plate. Bunted. Bunted foul, and it's one ball, two strikes. You could almost tell that one was going to go foul as soon as he hit it.
Well, the home plate area, instead of it being dirt here, John, it's artificial turf. And you can see there's just a little line on the sides. It's the green turf. They had a little grass fungus here earlier in the year, and it killed the grass there, so they put in just a little bit of
I wonder if that makes a difference
there
in the bunting, you know? I mean, I wonder. I don't know either way. I'm not saying.
I'd say it's a little deader.
Here's the pitch. Inside. Count goes two balls, two strikes. You said deader?
I would think.
D-E-A-D-E-R?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think it would have a tendency not to roll as much. I don't know. Two balls, two strikes. Snyder with a runner at first. Throw over, and they've got him hung up. Freeman going to go in a rundown. It goes to Puckett, now to Huff. Over to Snyder. Snyder going to run him down. No, going to flip it to King. It gets by him, and Freeman is still out on a great play, and I'm going to see that is Adams backing up the center fielder.
Well, that ball got by, and Adams was right there to scoop it up, step on the bag, tag him out.
And fortunately, that when it got by Dylan King, he was standing right at the bag and got Freeman. So that only goes 1-3-6-1.
Eight?
No, second baseman. Four, yeah, four and eight. Yeah. I didn't want to make sure we got King in there. Two balls, two strikes, one out now. That was a big out.
Well, that erases that hit, races the runner there, still got one out.
Here's the pitch. Fly ball lined in the left. Swayze's there. Didn't even hardly even have to move. So Yates is retired. Two out in the inning. And that brings up Matthew Dudas, who walked. And maybe one of the biggest at-bats in this game. Had a 3-2 count and took a walk and drove in a run and kind of seemed to upset Snyder a bit in that second. Here's the wind of the pitch to him. Swung on, popped up. Back to the screen, 0-1.
Well, public enemy number one is Hagen Severance, who had the double later on in that inning. But that's the one that kind of set the wheels turning, rolling
the pitch.
Forward.
Bouncer third. Woodson plays it on the hop, throws to first in plenty of time. So what started out a good inning for the Raptors turned out to be just fine for the Riverdale Warriors. No runs, a hit, and he was caught stealing, and we have completed four innings of play. Our score, Ravenwood 4, Riverdale nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS. Stay right here with us.
Hello, my name is Becky Lanier, and I work for my customers at Franklin's Printing. We help with your marketing and printing projects. Do you wish someone would help you with a few new ideas on your business? If you're like a lot of busy managers I work with, it's really hard to come up with new ideas for that brochure or sales literature. Let me help. That's what I do. Fresh ideas that work. We have almost 20 years experience to prove it and hundreds of satisfied customers too. Call me, Becky Lanier at Franklin's Printing. I can help.
DirecTV by Entersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Each friend you refer to DirecTV, you get $100 in credit. But with DirecTV by Entersource, it's even better.
We're going to actually add a $25 gift card to you for trusting us to take care of your friend.
Up to $1,000 from DirecTV and $250 from DirecTV by Entersource.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Entersource, 815-1800.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
WGNS Spring Fling State Baseball Championship coverage brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Trey Helton at 2690 Memorial Boulevard between the Sports Com and VA. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Trey Helton, 895-0500. If you have a sports-related injury, schedule an appointment today with Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. John, we got out of a little bit of a jam. Now we've got to see if we can get these bats going.
Yeah, it's getting late. Only 9 more outs available to us, trailing 4-0. And they're going to send up Riley Walters, Jordan McNeil, and then the top of the order. 4-0 Ravenwood in this first game of this Spring Fling extravaganza here in baseball. The loser of this game plays at 10 in the morning, swing and a miss. The winner will play at 12:30. And we're hoping it's the Warriors. Walter struck out in the second. He's 0-1. Curveball swung on, waited on it, but found it away out of play. It's 0-1. This is the third state appearance for Riverdale. Remember, their run last year did a really good job. Key to that, you got to have some really good pitching performances. No balls, two strikes. Here's the wind in the pitch. That one sails high. One ball, two strikes. Walters hitting a cool 325. Here's the pitch. That one just missed. Two balls, two strikes. Must have been a little more outside than I thought. 4-3-0 for Ravenwood, 0-4-0 for Riverdale. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That one sails high. Count full now, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Braves baseball after our Central Magnet game tonight. Looking forward to that. Glad to bring that to you. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul. Count remains. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Walters steps back in there. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Popped foul out of play. Back toward Brian Barrett again.
How many of those? Spoiled a lot of pitches. May have to go down to the sporting goods store to buy a few new baseballs.
Kangzor's changing speeds a little bit too, and they're a little out in front and reaching for it.
Has he hit warp yet?
Oh. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Swing and a miss. I don't know about that, but he got warp speed on that fastball right there to strike out Walters, and that's strikeout number 4. Thought you said he wasn't a strikeout pitcher. He's starting to add up here.
Well, he really is. I mean, yeah. he doesn't pitch that way,
yeah.
But he's been beautifully painting the plate here this afternoon, that's for sure.
McNeil grounded back to the mound his first time. Takes a strike call on the inside corner, 0-1. He has not had a 3-up, 3-down inning. He's had a base runner every inning, but he's managed to mow him down. Swing and a miss on a little changeup. Now, that's the pitch I don't know that he's quite affected quite as well. It's not as Snyder has a really pretty one. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball lined into left field and in for a base hit. Playing on the first hop is Yates. So, again, we get a base runner. That brings up the top of the order, and the shortstop, Drew Huff, flied to center, and he singled. He was raced on a force out in the third.
John, there's been a hit in every inning, but that's been it. You know, we've stranded 4 so far, so this is going to go a long way to see if Riverdale can get back in it. I think this is a really critical part of the game for the Warriors.
Jordan McNeil did a really good job of going the other way with that pitch. 1-0, the count to Huff. I'll be leaving you shortly, and Brian Baird will be taking over for the rest of this game. I'll be heading to Blackman. Here's a pitch lined in the center, base hit. McNeil stops at second. So now Riverdale possibly with something going. Runners at first and second. Huff at first. McNeil goes down to second. Pretty good speed on these bases as well. And you couldn't ask for any better situation. Haddon Adams, Brady Puckett, and Caleb Swayze.
Yeah, the first time back-to-back hits gets you to a really good part of the lineup. And now decision time for Ravenwood. I don't think they're going to pull Kagzor, but I would say his leash has gotten a little bit shorter with these two on here and only one out.
I don't see any action in the Ravenwood bullpen, but it looks like they're starting to stir down there. And Adams, the batter, flied out to right, and he is grounded to short. He's 0 for 2. He's hit the ball well. One out in the inning, runners at first and second. And now Kagzor has really slowed things down. The pitch to the plate. Pitch outside, 1-0. There comes opportunities in a game. This is one of them right here.
But you can't squander this one and win this game probably, John.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, shot into left field, base hit. McNeil's going to stop at third. Stopping at second is Huff, and the bases are loaded. So 3 straight singles after a strikeout, and Riverdale in business here.
Well, I'm nervous.
Brady Puckett, the batter.
That's why. Because he has had the hottest bat so far here in the postseason for the Warriors.
Doesn't matter if it goes 4-4 and it's 14 innings. You still have to give it to me at 6:30. Sorry. That's what we're hoping for. I'd like to see that happen. I don't want the 14 innings, but I sure would like to see one pop out of here.
I'll go for 4-4 right,
right
now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 3 hits in the inning. They've out-hit Ravenwood. 7-3. Betrayal 4-0. The pitch to Puckett. Swing, boy, he had a cut. Out in front just a little bit on that breaking pitch. And it's 0-1. I don't think they want to show him any fastballs. McNeil at third, Huff at second, and over at first is Adams. Here's the pitch. Low. One ball, one strike.
Well, you know, John, they scored a run by walk, you know, a bases-loaded walk as well, scored their first run. So I'll take a run any way we can get it at this point.
Here's the stretch by Kangzor, the pitch. Oh, had him reaching a little. Fouled it out of play. And I think they made the out, yes. We couldn't see it, but they made the grab according to the way Ravenwood is approaching. So Puckett's retired on a pop-out to the first baseman. That had to be a really nice catch by Denton. It was out of our view, but I just looked over at the crowd to see what Ravenwood was going to do. When they started clapping, I kind of felt a little dejected myself. Two out in the inning. That's going to bring up Caleb Swayze. A bases-loaded situation.
Well, maybe Swayze can duplicate what he did last time.
Well, that double that he hit last time would clear them all. We're not asking for much, are we, Brian? Just a double.
Just a bases-clearing double, that's it.
Here's the pitch, hit him. We'll take that. And McNeil is going to score the first Riverdale run. And hit by a pitch is Caleb Swayze. And that's going to bring up Brad Woodson with still the bases full of Royers. Let's see now. Huff goes to third. And Adams is at second. And Swayze's at first. Still two out. 4-1 now our score. That helps.
Well, every run helps. Every stick that you can put up out there on that board helps.
Woodson steps in there. He is bunt single, and he has grounded out to short on a great play by Haney to rob him of a base hit up the middle. 0-1 the count. Kangzor gets the first one in there. Woodson, a right-handed batter. Here's the stretch. The pitch, curveball. Swung on, shot to short. Haney gets an easy Sunday hop, flips to second for the force, and the inning is over. That goes 6-4 on the putout, but Riverdale does come up with a run on three hits, and they left three. And we have completed 4.5. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Our score remains, or now is, Ravenwood 4, Riverdale 1. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Coverage here on WGNS, AM/FM online, WGNSradio.com, brought to you in part by State Farm Agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jeannie Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm.
And the first pitch from Colin Snyder is a strike called 0-1 to Ryan Pope, who struck out in the first or the second. This is a strange game, Brian. Pitches outside.
Yeah, just look at the line on the board.
It's just unbelievable. And this is only the second time Ryan Pope has faced Snyder. One ball, one strike. Take away the second, and you're leading 1-0. Pitches outside.
Yeah, it's Riverdale's line is 1-7-0. Ravenwood 4-3-0. And it's just that kind of a game. Riverdale has stranded seven base runners.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Pope takes it inside. Three balls and a strike.
Where Ravenwood has only left stranded one. One left on base this whole game. We're in Riverdale 7.
And there's your difference. Andy walked in. Pope leads off here in the fifth with a walk. That is walk number three for Snyder, along with a hit batter. And here's, as you mentioned, public enemy number one. Doubled and scored three in the second.
I hate to even see him come up because Adams made a great catch the very first play of the game and robbed him of a hit.
Pitches outside, one ball, no strikes.
He's not your leadoff man for nothing. And kind of a scary spot here.
He hits the ball with authority, too. I mean, he's the real deal. Hagen Severance. Got a great baseball name, too. Pitch swung on. Chopped it off the plate. It's going to be trouble. Huff not going to be able to throw him out. And runners at first and second. Infield single for Severance. I think we ought to give him severance pay and send him home. What do you think? Infield single. And runners at first and second now. And nobody out. It's going to bring up the number two hitter, Ryan Beamish. Struck out, and he's grounded to first. He's 0 for 2.
Well, if you're Riverdale, John, you just can't afford any more runs given up. It's been hard enough to get the one and to immediately lose it again and still be down by four. It's not a good spot to be in.
Central Magnet to follow, and I'll be heading that way in just a few minutes. And, Brian, I guess you know I'm not very technical, so you trust me with one of the boxes?
Both of them.
Pitch is high. I'm taking both of them? Wow.
Yeah, I think you'll need
them both. I don't know if I can be a strain. It's a long walk. No balls and a strike.
I'm sure there's a scrapping young man, probably a former student around here that could help you out.
Maybe so, but I'm old. Runners at first and second. Snyder trying to get out of trouble here in the fifth. Bunts it foul, out of play. And the count goes no balls and a strike to Beamish. He'll be followed by Denton, then Elliott. 4-1 Ravenwood. This is not the score we wanted to report to you guys, but it's all we got at this point. Game one from our spring fling viewpoint on a beautiful day from Siegel High School. Beamish now checks out. The count really is 0-2. I thought that was right. Scoreboard operator changed it. Now it's right. 0-2. The left-handed batter sets back in there. Snyder from the stretch in the pitch. Ooh, that was close. One ball, two strikes. We've got so much baseball, you could just sit and listen to WGNS all night long. We've got Central Magnet coming up, and then we will have Braves baseball maybe. One ball, two strikes.
Hope a big come-from-behind win here for Riverdale and a win for Central Magnet, too, would be nice.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on. Fly ball pretty well hit. Back against that 375 sign, and it hits it. And coming around to score is going to be Pope. They hold Severance at third, and Beamish just drilled one in the biggest part of the park and almost got it out of here. So a double and an RBI as Pope scores. And Beamish is at second. At third is Severance. 5-1 Ravenwood. And Denton going to go to first.
Intentional walk.
Intentional walk. That would be base on balls number four now. Although that one was intentional. So play at every base now. Bases are loaded for Davis Elliott, the third baseman, hit by a pitch and fly to left. Ravenwood trying to put this one away. Pitch is high. One ball, no strikes.
There's a Raptor on every base here, John, and nobody out.
As much as I hate to say it, if they get a base hit here, it could possibly be that way. Here's the wind and the pitch. Fastball missed outside. He has really not gotten the umpires in sync with the umpire today, has he? Two balls, no strikes. The wind and the pitch. Swung on, popped out, out of play. two balls and a strike.
John, it's been a long time since Riverdale's lost a baseball game, too.
Yes, it has. You're absolutely right.
They've gone unblemished through all the postseason. I think they're working on 12, 13, 14 in a row.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Strike two called. Two balls, two strikes. Well, definitely need to hold them here. They can't afford to give up anymore. Ravenwood just got their run back. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Popped up back toward Brian and hits the screen, fortunately. You were bending down. The ball was heading this way.
Yeah, my pen just took off.
Tried to shade you.
In flight. Yeah, right.
I think I said it fast. Here comes the ball.
You don't want me to move so I can block it from you.
Two balls, two strikes. The pitch swung on, foul back. Good battle here going on with Davis Elliott. Ravenwood has hit well with the runners on. Riverdale has not today.
And they haven't. They've only left one on base.
That's a big stat, too. You really think about it. 2-2 pitch. Fastball up and in. The count full. No place to put Davis Elliott. He stands in there. Severance at third. Beamish at second. Denton at first. 3-2. Swung on. He's reached for it and fouled it back.
Boy, he hit that one a mile, but it's over at Siegel Middle School right now.
Snyder with four strikeouts. But, Brian, they have really made him work today. They fouled a lot of pitches off. And there's a line drive base hit into left field. This might clear him. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Coming in is Severance. Beamish is going to score. Here comes Denton. The bases are cleared again. Same spot, left field line, and they cleared them all. Three RBIs for Davis Elliott. And it is now 8-1.
Well, there have been two big blows. Elliott's three-run double and Hagen Severance's three-run double in the second.
Same spot, too, Brian. Did you notice it's been almost an identical spot? So three RBIs for Davis Elliott. And they've just made it increasingly harder now. 8-1 Ravenwood. The batter is Drew Haney, the shortstop. Well, they've certainly gotten to a good pitcher today. Colin had some control issues today, but what a pitcher he is, and just hasn't been his day. And that happens. Ask every major league pitcher in baseball. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. There have been three hits in the inning. Four runs are in. Here's the pitch. There's a good breaking pitch. And he swings and misses. One ball, two strikes. Probably going to have to turn this inning over to you to finish up, Brian. One ball, two strikes. 8-1 our score. The pitch just inside. And you can see Snyder, I don't really think he's been in agreement with the umpire very much today.
No, there's been a lot of facial expressions you can see.
Body language. Yeah. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing, high chopper over to Woodson, who spears it but has no chance. He and Huff almost collided. And it was by the time Woodson was able to retrieve it, it was no chance. That's going to be a base hit.
Fourth hit of the inning, too, John.
So now we have Elliott over at third and Haney at first. And Barry Messer may make a call here. He's making the slow walk to the mound and to talk things over. Snyder has thrown a lot of pitches today. And I'm not sure exactly whether he – Coach Messer doesn't do that immediately. He usually talks to him a few minutes, then decides what he wants to do.
Get a few head shakes and a few nods. And he is making the – it's Belcher, I believe, John.
All right, we're going to do the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, call the bullpen, and The new pitcher is going to be Belcher. You're going to love watching him. He's got some great off-speed stuff. Brian, I'm going to leave it with you. When we come back, you'll finish this one up, and I'll see you over at Blackman in just a little bit.
Sounds good with Central and Ripley.
All right, Riverdale trailing Ravenwood by a score of 8-1. Wish we had better news for you. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
When's the last time you sat down at the table to a home-cooked meal? We do that every night at Farmer's Family. And on Friday and Saturday night, we go all out. We do grilled ribeye steaks, frog legs, fried oysters, shrimp, crab cakes, salmon, even gator tail, and all-you-can-eat crab legs.
Remember Farmers, where everything is farm-fresh!
Come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Host of the Prentice Ossoff Heating and Air Coach's Corner, Farmer's Family Restaurant on Old Fort Parkway between Walmart and Home Depot.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Derek Belcher, the new pitcher, warming up here for the Riverdale Warriors. Our coverage here of the Spring Fling TSSAA Championships brought to you in part by Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Children's Car Wash, Little Caesars Pizza, along with Franklin's Print Works. Ryan Barrett here with you. Glad to be along here on this sunny Tuesday. Spring Fling underway in a big, big way here on this Tuesday. So far for Riverdale, it hasn't been a great Tuesday so far. Trailing 8-1, Belcher in to face Darryl Freeman. Grounds one over the third baseman, over Woodson's head. Run will score. And that's going to score Elliott. Over at first is Freeman. And now it is 9-1. Single and an RBI for Darryl Freeman. And that is off of Belcher. Brings up Luke Yates. Pitches outside to him. One ball, no strikes. Yates walked and scored a run in the second. Long fly ball to left field his last time up in the fourth. Sidearm pitch to him, bunted right back to the mound. Belcher picks it up, throws over to first, and got him. King was covering over there at first, so that's going to go 1-4 on the put out of Yates. And that is only the first out. Matthew Dudas walked, scored a run, drove in a run with that walk. Back in the second inning, bounced third his last time up. Freeman is at second. This is hard hit through the gap, picked up at short. The throw across in time to Puckett. That goes Huff to Puckett on the force, but you get the RBI. So Haney scores. Now it's 10-1. So Dudas gets the sacrifice. But two out. Ryan Pope, who got all this started, to the ball outside and low. Scored the fifth run of the game. This pitch just misses inside. Looked pretty good. Derek Belcher and Schneider have not agreed with the umpire here today a whole lot. The 2-0 pitch from the side armor. Strike called outside corner. Two balls and a strike. There are two out for Ryan Pope. Strike two called. Blistered that one in there. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Freeman standing there at third. Hopefully that's where he'll stay. Belcher's 2-2 pitch. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Going to have to throw him out. And they do. Strike him out, throw him out. The first strikeout for Belcher. But the damage, I'm afraid, has already been done. Six runs on. One, two, three, four, five hits. There were two walks in there and only one left for the Ravenwood Raptors. Well, we've played now five innings. Going to the top of the sixth, your score is Ravenwood 10, Riverdale 1 here on WGNS State Farm Prep Baseball.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
Get to a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Bud Morris, and I'm that State Farm agent. 893-1417.
Get to a better State Farm.
And sometimes money's harder to get and even harder to keep. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and I'd like to offer you a discount double check. My team and I can go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Give me a call today at 893-9898.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
We are back here on WGNS Spring Fling coverage, brought to you in part by State Farm. Pinch hitter is going to be McCullough. McCullough pinch hitting here for Weston Shaver in the DH spot. First pitch coming here from Kagzor. Foul tipped. Clint McCullough, senior for the Warriors. Shaver was 0 for 2 coming into this at bat. Thought there was another strike. 0-2 pitch coming up here. This one going to be fouled away down the first base side. Central Magnet and Ripley coming up. Also, Central Magnet and Riverdale playing in soccer over at the Richard Siegel Soccer Park. This pitch high on the fastball. One ball, two strikes. Micah Kagzor. Fastball, this one high to even the count at 2-2. Ravenwood exploded for four runs in the second, six runs in the fifth to take a 10-1 lead here in the top of the sixth. Riverdale needs base runners. I say he went. And McCullough is going to become the fifth strikeout victim of Kagzor. And Dylan King, two plays to third in his at-bats. Pretty well hit ball in the second. Pitch to him is high, about letter high. One ball, no strikes. Riley Walters 0 for 2 on deck as well. Riverdale's bats have been held in check so far. Swing and a miss. Big cut by Dylan King. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven hits for Riverdale, but only one run to show for it as they have stranded the same amount, seven. Pitch fouled back. Just got a piece of it. 1-7-0 for Riverdale. 10-8-0 for the Raptors. A 2-1 pitch from Kagzor. Shot to third. Bobbled out there by Elliott. Does it give him time?
does not. He threw a bullet over there to Denton. So another ground out, the third by Dylan King. Riley Walters, the last hope to keep this inning rolling along. He is 0 for 2. Jordan McNeil on deck. First pitch to Riley. Wicked cut. Comes up empty. Riverdale fans have fallen pretty silent here. Not so much to cheer for so far. Strike called. Outside corner of the plate. Kagzor has found that outside corner of the plate. Colin Snyder struggled. This one fouled back this way by Walters. Riverdale with Belcher, too. He's been having a little trouble, both Riverdale pitchers, finding this umpire's favorite spot. This pitch high and outside. One ball, two strikes, the count to Riley Walters. Fastball, just got a piece of it. Keeps his at bat alive. If Riverdale loses this game, they'll play at 10 tomorrow versus the loser of the Farragut-Cookeville game, which is the second game here. If they can come back and win this one, they would play about 12:30 or so. The wind, the pitch, swing and a miss. And it was an easy inning for Micah Kagzor. His fifth strikeout, make that sixth strikeout, two of them in this inning. Three up, three down go the Warriors. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. Not good news to report so far. Ravenwood leads Riverdale 10-1.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. We help you heal.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents, solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids, and it's far deeper than the coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of Spring Fling Baseball brought to you in part by State Farm Agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jeannie Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm. Hagen Severance stands in. Back to the top of the order. They batted around last inning. Severance fouls this one back this way. He had an infield single, scored a run last inning. Also had the three RBI double that put the Raptors on the board 4-0 back in the second inning. He's hit the ball hard twice in this game. Adams robbed him earlier, swing and a miss at a curveball outside. And no balls, two strikes, the count to Severance. Got him on three straight pitches. Strikeout for Belcher. It's his second. He retired Ryan Pope. All those runs that are on the board will go on Snyder's line, by the way. And all the hits as well, eight. First pitch is low to the batter, Ryan Beamish. Had an RBI double back in the fifth, his last time up. First time to face Belcher. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Belcher feeling pretty good here. This one going to be popped up, third base side, drifting over to make the catch is Woodson for out number two. So that's two away for Bryce Denton now. Just kind of working up the line on Snyder. This one fouled back this way by Denton. He was intentionally walked and scored a run last inning. Flew out to deep, deep center field in the third and also struck out. The wind, the pitch, took something off of this one, but just missed outside. It's been the trouble spot for the Riverdale pitchers today. This one's going to be popped up behind us. One ball, two strikes, the count with two out. Pitch outside and low to even it up at two balls, two strikes. Snyder pitched 4 2/3 innings, 10 runs, 8 hits, 4 strikeouts, 4 walks, and a hit batter. Popped up right side. Puckett giving chase. Nobody can get to it as McNeil was coming over as well, sliding into second with a double. Is going to be Bryce Denton. So a two-out hit here for the Raptors in the sixth, as if they need any more. Davis Elliott, he delivered, I guess, the most hurtful blow last inning, a 3 RBI double, bases-clearing double last inning that led to a 6-run fifth inning for the Raptors. They lead it now 10-1. The pitch, off-speed pitch in there. Beautiful pitch by Derek Belcher. Right over the plate, down Warrior Way. Evens the count up at 1-1. The stretch, the pitch by Belcher is going to be fouled back this way. Got a new baseball. The umpire gets another one as well for safekeeping. Elliott stands in. He scored 2 runs here. He was hit by a pitch earlier in the game as well in the second inning. This pitch low. In the dirt, picked up there by Walters. 2 2/2. 1 on, 2 out. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Fly ball, center field. Adams is under it for out number 3. So a fly out to center field will end the inning. Drew Haney will lead off the seventh if needed, but it is going to take a big Riverdale seventh to make that happen. Your score after 6 complete, Ravenwood 10, Riverdale 1, as you listen in to WGNS State Farm Prep Baseball.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Well, here for Riverdale, to lead it off will be Jordan McNeil, and Riverdale needs at least 9 runs here. This one's going to be popped up down the third base side. Drifting over is the third baseman, Elliott, and makes the grab for out number 1. So Riverdale down to their last 2 outs here. Our coverage brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Injured during the game, TOA is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. First pitch to Huff, outside corner, strike called. Kagzor has gone all the way here for the Ravenwood Raptors. First pitch, hard hit, left center, going back, at the wall, dropped by Freeman. It's going to be a sliding double for Drew Huff. That gives the Warrior fans something to shout about. And that is the 7th hit. Ravenwood only has 2 more hits than Riverdale in this game. But where it counts are the runs. Haddon Adams hit into a double play in the 3rd inning. Singled his last time up. Also flied out to right field. The wind and the pitch. Strike called inside corner. Fastball down and in. Adams with a spectacular play, one of the best plays I've seen all year in baseball. First batter and Hagen Severance robbed him. This one going to be popped up here by Adams. Good Riverdale contingent here and a good Ravenwood fan base as well. Of course, Ravenwood in nearby Williamson County. Raptors have had their way so far. And Riverdale down to their last 2 outs. The 0-2 pitch, here it is. Going to be a bouncer to Severance. He throws it over to first for the 2nd out. That will go 4-3. Huff does advance down to 3rd, but now Riverdale down to their last out with Brady Puckett, the batter. Puckett popped up twice today, also singled once. He is 1-for-3. Huff at 3rd. The pitch. Down and away. We'll have a little all sports talk here for you this afternoon. The 1-0 pitch. Chopper to short. This may be it. Haney throws over to Denton at first, and that's your ball game. So the Raptors win this one over Riverdale by a final of 10-1. Riverdale falls to 29-10 on the year, and maybe more importantly, fall to that loser's bracket game tomorrow. Now there's no room for error for the Warriors, but the last 2 years they've gotten to the Final 4 through that. So you never know. It is baseball. Ravenwood moves on in the winner's bracket, and they will play tomorrow about 12:30. Riverdale will play tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., and they will play the loser of this next game that's coming up, Cookeville and Farragut. More on that when we jump into the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air postgame show. And we will have a quick wrap-up from here. As I said, Monty Hill Jr. will have an interview with Coach Rick Stockstill before we head to Blackman High School for our coverage of Central versus Ripley. Stay tuned as we continue Spring Fling coverage here on Rutherford County's Spring Fling Station, your championship station, WGNS AM FM online. We'll be right back.